So where are we, Jeffrey?
So I'm halfway through the chapter on remedies.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm not
fully. Where were we last week?
I had just finished the chapter before that, which was...
We were still doing Vargas though, right?
Yeah, I went over...
So you want to jump to remedies. We'll do a little bit of remedies, but then we're going to go back and you're going to be tested on Vargas.
Okay. So I just had some real basic questions.
Yeah.
Kind of random. So I noticed someone who has a Venus who is like severely combust, less than a degree with, and they just got this big old diamond ring. And I'm just wondering if it's if it has the potential to cause negative effects.
What's the lordship and everything of Venus?
Let's see. This is my mom's chart.
It's your mom that just got the big diamond?
Yeah. So Venus is in its own sign. Libra in the second house, really tight conjunction with Sun.
So it's second lord in the second house.
Yes.
And
second and ninth lord.
Second, so it's ninth lord. So in general, it is, and I say, I was about to say, in general, it's always. in general, it's always. That's not the right way to say it. Always with exception. Always with no. Most of the time. I guess most of the time. Like, we'll just make it simple on that one. Most of the time, it is good to give a woman the stone of the ninth house.
Okay.
And a man, the stone of the fifth house.
What about Gemini where ninth is also eighth lord?
Well, in that case for Gemini, we have possibility of two ninth lords. Could be Rahu or Saturn. And so it depends who's acting like the ninth lord. And do you know how to tell whether it's Saturn or Rahu being the ninth lord?
Mm-hmm.
So you're Gemini?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's bring up Amrita's chart. You guys have Amrita's chart?
Not right now. I got to get my computer back.
All right. I'll give you the general. You have it, Maggie? All right. So in her chart, she's Gemini rising, Rahu's in the Lagna, and Saturn is in... Huh?
What's the info?
She's... you got something to do? March 17th, 1982. March 17th, 1982. 12:19 p.m. Jacksonville, Florida. And it is Gemini rising 13 degrees.
Okay.
So we have, we got Gemini, Lagna, Rahu in the first, Saturn in the fourth. So who's the ninth lord? So the rule is...
Well...
Yeah.
Rahu and Mercury are kind of in a Parivartana yoga, so...
Oh, that won't change who we decide to be ninth lord.
Oh, okay.
But that's definitely a Parivartana yoga, without a doubt. But so, Aquarius is an odd sign, and so the lord who's gone to an even sign is the more likely lord. Mm-hmm. Issue only comes up if one is in the same.
Why
and so,
is that?
It's just it goes to the opposite. The one that's in the opposite.
Oh, because it's 11.
For Scorpio, the lord that's gone to an odd sign is the lord, and for Aquarius, the one that's gone to the even sign, and if they're both an even, then we have a different rules to use. But so here, we have, it's an odd sign, and Saturn has gone to an even sign, so Saturn is giving us the ninth lordship. And so the Lord, so Saturn is acting ninth lord. Not eighth. So he's giving more of the results of the ninth house than the eighth house.
Mm.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
It's also a Parivartana yoga, isn't it?
Yeah. With Mercury, yeah.
They both are.
Yeah.
Okay. So then the situation happens is if they're in a Parivartana, do we give the gemstone of Saturn, but he's in Parivartana with Mercury, or do we give the gemstone of Mercury to activate the Saturn ninth lord?
Do you give the because Mercury not, because it's in Mercury's sign?
If the Parivartana is happening.
Right.
So if you give a gemstone for Saturn, it's going to activate Mercury. If you give a gemstone for Mercury, it's going to activate the ninth lord.
Hmm.
Saturn's ruling the eighth house, though.
It's okay. We just said he's acting ninth lord.
That's okay.
If we look, the ninth Saturn, you know, the eighth house is even, and he's in an even sign, so he's not giving that result.
Okay.
As primary.
Okay.
It's given that result as secondary. Did I recommend any gemstone for you?
I think just emerald or...
But how did I say to wear the emerald?
You said on the middle finger.
Middle finger of which hand?
I think of right hand. I have it written down.
So... No, it's not that... The emerald's not that expensive. Yeah. I mean, compared to the other ones, emerald is not that expensive. Uh-huh. So the recommendation I gave her was an emerald worn on the middle finger. And whenever we have that tight Saturn-Mercury sambandha, we put the emerald on the middle finger. That way... Who's going to be in charge? Is Saturn going to be in charge in that situation, or is Mercury going to be in charge?
Mercury.
We want Mercury to be in charge. So we put that emerald on the middle finger. The middle finger is Saturn's finger, and that's an important one for those what we didn't call it not Dimanta, we called it Dor Dimanta. What?
There's a bunch of names you gave out. Alpa something you
Opa.
Gave out.
I like Opa. Opa D. The Opa D yoga, yeah. That means little D. The D is small and lacking. Important for those yogas, particularly that emerald on the right hand middle finger. They also say it's good for yoga because it takes care of that vata old man energy and puts the youth energy on top of it. All right. So where were we going?
Is the name of a yoga?
D means your intelligence, your decision making. Okay. This shows when Saturn's stronger, you make some bad decisions.
Right.
When Mercury's stronger, then there's the good decisions get made. When Saturn's stronger, then you just make decisions that keep you small and little and broke.
Huh.
So that emerald says yes. Time to be prosperous
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and not be a slave to someone else mm-hmm. and still be broke.
Okay.
It's important, right?
But what is the Opa D yoga? And you said
Opa. So there's Dimanta yoga.
Uh-huh.
Dimanta yoga is combinations for intelligence.
Oh.
And Opa D means lacking intelligence.
Uh-huh.
And in this case, you what happens is when Saturn afflicts Mercury, it gives child learning disorders.
Huh.
And so that Opa D is what we're calling it, where the D is lacking.
Right. I had way slower learner as a child. Now as I'm getting older, it seems like.
Yeah.
My mind is able to move faster. So mm-hmm. like it was just
definitely delayed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the Saturn... Parivartana happening. But so we get that emerald and you'll learn Jyotish faster too.
Mm. Sounds good.
And then you and Maggie can start a club of women astrologers, you know? I'm actually disappointed by the women astrologers. You know, it's like, there should be this, like, stronger, like, women astrologer, like, movement, but, like, in the, and they got it in the Western astrology realm, but just not in the women's, not in the Vedic. In the Western, they have, like, the women's power astrology, they got the gay power astrology, they got the African-American power astrology, and, like, in Vedic, like, there's, like...
Joni Paltry?
Yeah, that's it, you know?
So...
And she's coming from the Western, so that's why she's bringing that little bit more of a oomph to it. But just lacking oomph, you know? Oh, remedies. We're in remedies. Okay. So what was?
So that? I'm just wondering, because I know that fundamentally I need to understand like the mantras, you know, probably first.
For what?
In terms of remedy, but just since we're talking about this question with the gemstones.
Yeah.
The fact that in Mercury's houses here on Amrita's chart, there's malefics in both of those houses. Is that going to have a negative?
Both of which houses?
Virgo and Gemini.
Uh-huh.
And so that's going to be activating those in some way.
But they're activated no matter what. It's Parivartana. We activate one, it activates the other. There's no escape.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
There's no escape. Okay. There's no escaping Rahu and Saturn in her chart.
So even with that said, just because she's female, the ninth house is a generally the one you want to strengthen.
Mm-hmm.
So for males, it doesn't always work that way? It's specific.
Fifth house for males, ninth house. But if you were a male, that Venus is in the eighth house, so we'd be out of luck.
Right.
We couldn't give the gemstone there. Mm-hmm. But for your chart, we it works. I'd be a little afraid of giving the a stone for Rahu on the rising sign. I don't know if you do Jyotish anymore. You do stock market instead or something. But,
I don't think there's much danger of that.
Okay, other questions?
Okay. I noticed that you mentioned that you don't want to give anyone, you have to be careful with Kali if... you know, like you had mentioned that, like in the video, that there's besides doing puja, you can do Kali worship for Amavasya.
Uh huh.
And but you got to be careful because if, for instance, your Ruda Lagna is lorded by Saturn, it can cause a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a Kali statue once, and shortly thereafter, some really bad stuff happened, and my Ruda Lagna is lorded by Saturn.
Uh huh.
So I just thought that was interesting, but it was bizarre. I actually gave the statue to someone else. I was like, here, I don't want this anymore. Oh, I just thought that was funny.
Hmm. Yes.
And then, so you use the word bhajan, and I've been trying to understand what that word means exactly.
Now, let's see. We'll look up let's see what the exact that means first. It'd be fine to wear.
It'd be fine even.
Yeah. It's the ninth lord.
Okay.
And which house is it placed in?
The second.
Yeah, be okay.
And it's on sign.
And it's on sign.
So if we look at the root Bhaj means to distribute, to allot, to apportion, to share, to grant, to bestow, to pursue, to practice, to cultivate, to declare, to honor, to revere. And so that's Bhaj. And the Sanskrit bhajana means you're doing that. The ana at the end just means that you're doing it. So if we take this down here, serve, honor, revere, it means you're honoring, you're revering, you're loving, you're adoring.
Mm.
And so we go down here to bhajana, and it says reverence, worship, adoration. So it means you're worshiping, you're revering in that way.
Okay.
That's the literal meaning. Gotcha. And what the connotation is songs that are praising the deity. Oh. Repeating the deity's name, stuff of that nature.
Okay.
Let's see, how's that vary to kirtan? So kirtana means repeating, mentioning, saying. So it's like, is that your daughter, Frank?
She's doing kirtan.
It's my wife singing to my daughter.
Wonderful.
I'm muted, so it's not
too loud. No. It's fine. Just, you know, we can hear it. But it's not disturbing. So we see kirt alone, you know, without kirtana, you know, which means we're doing it, means to mention, to make mention of, to tell, to name, to recite, to repeat, to declare. So kirtana is that repetition, that saying. Yeah. So kirtana, you're just saying that same thing. It's kind of saying, I'm saying it. You know, like you think of Maha Mantra, where they do kirtan, and they just, the song only has that mantra, and it's the whole thing. They're not doing other things in there. Mm-hmm. Where bhajan, you got a little bit more room to adore. Oh. So that's just the repeating of the names, and bhajan is the worshipping of them, you know? Like, whatever we can do to worship and adore.
Okay.
So now you got the exact.
Thank you.
Yes. And now, how people in California use them, that's a whole nother who knows what. But that's what the literal root meaning is.
Gotcha.
And this is my kombucha. Just so you guys don't think it's something else. All right. What else you got there, huh?
I don't know if
there is alcohol in that stuff.
Nah, it depends which kind you get. They have to label it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They give it a black label for the ones that have alcohol in them.
That's how I party.
What else? Because then you're going to get quizzed.
So, this is... So, you said that there's four types of Drakana charts. And I'm just...
Oh, that's when we do Varga. So you're done with the remedies. Okay. So what are the two main types of remedies that I talk about in this chapter?
Shanti.
Uh-huh.
And, I don't know. Strengthening or Shanti? No.
Nope. Come on.
Shanti is one.
Shanti includes strengthening, purifying, removing the obstacle from. That's kind of all. It includes all of them. When we break them down in level two, but for level one, they're all just Shanti.
Alright, I'm gonna grab my book because my brain book isn't working.
My goodness. So it's dosha, a flaw in time, and Shanti. So we got the doshas to take care of, and then we got Ashanti to take care of. Sage, have compassion to benefit the welfare of humankind. Please explain the procedure for worship for the purpose of pacifying the planets. Best of the initiated, I've described earlier the planets from sun onwards, which control the happiness and suffering of all objects and created beings. So what a powerful thing. So everything is controlled by the planets, it's saying there. It controls their happiness and suffering of all objects. Therefore, fulfill the desire for tranquility, shanti, the desire for prosperity, kama, shri kama, the desire for shanti, peace, good intelligence, suchetas. That could also just mean a good state of mind as well. Rainfall, longevity, and the desire to be well-nourished and complete. Rituals or practice. So is it saying to do rituals to get liberation?
No.
Are we doing rituals to further our spiritual path?
Not really.
Is that not supported by scripture?
What was that?
Not supported by scripture. We're doing, right here it says, therefore. And this is very important, number three. And if you ever get into some arguments with some higher Krishnas or some more fundamentalists, you need to have this verse. Therefore, to fulfill the desire for tranquility, shushanti, the desire for prosperity, shri, good intelligence, suchetas, rainfall, vrishta. What's rainfall mean here? Rainfall is a loaded word here.
Like abundance.
Abundance. Shri takes care of abundance.
Vrishta.
Vrishta.
I like that.
If you were a farmer, what would rainfall mean?
Good harvest.
It means good harvest. It means your plants are going to be healthy. It means good farming. There's no separation there. Guna. Sarva Atmajana. Avyakta. Sat Vasat. Avyakta. Down by karma. Adhyatma. Longevity or health, ayush, life, to be well nourished, pushti. And that's the reason we do rituals. Let's see, where does it say that in the Bhagavad Gita? Google's so crazy these days. I just put in reason to do puja, Bhagavad Gita. We'll see if it brings up that verse, because I don't know where that verse is right now. It's not bringing it up. But basically, it says the same thing in the Gita. Do I say it all here? Do I give the reference? I don't give the Gita reference. But the Gita says the same thing. It says, you know, if the Gita says it, if you want it to rain, then do your puja. And there, you know, it's not that you just want it to rain so that you can walk around with an umbrella. It's meant for the farming to be prosperous.
It's like in the modern context of throwing money in the air, making it rain.
Yeah, something of that. You know, may my harvest, may that which I'm working for grow and be prosperous. May I have a good harvest. That's when they say that you're praying for rainfall. Oh, I say it here. This is supported by the teaching of the Bhagavad Gita, where it speaks of success in the material world based on the performance rituals. But I don't give the reference. Yell at me. There should be a reference there. Yell at myself.
But are we?
Say again.
I'm wondering about the tattva doshas. Are there any gross remedies for that compared to the rituals that you mentioned?
None that I know that are good. None that I've seen that work well. At this moment in time. All right, and so 367 of this version, we ask, what is the cause of the affliction? Which planet or Rashi is indicating the remedy? Which form of the remedy? What form of upaya is indicated by the placement of by the planet or sign placement? What form of upaya is indicated by the house, trines, and aspects? What length of time is needed to perform the remedy, and when or at what time should the remedy be performed? All right. And now this chapter, this is I've said it before, this is a baby chapter. This is meant just to kind of like introduce you to the concept. In level two, we go more into to remedies. And this right here is just to kind of ground us in what does Parashara say about remedies, so that we have that foundation as we move forward. But this right here, these seven principles, they are absolutely important. So let's see. We find we got Amrita's chart here. So do we have any afflictions? We got the sun. The sun is aspected by Saturn and Mars. Okay. So we got an afflicted sun. Give me a remedy based on this. Tell me all these, 1 to 7.
Well, I haven't finished the chapter yet, but I'd love to try.
No. Finish the chapter next week. I'm going to, I might not be her chart, it might be something else, and I want you to go through all those 1 to 7 and say, well, the cause of the affliction is Saturn and Mars are aspecting that sun. Which planet or Rashi is indicating the remedy? And we have the choice of sun. Sun is third lord, we got Jupiter. Jupiter is the sign lord and is in the fifth house. Wow, it's a well-placed sign lord. So totally we could use Jupiter. Which form of the remedy planet or Rashi is indicated by the placement? It's fifth house. Fifth house represents Shiva. Okay, and Jupiter also represents Shiva. So we got a Shiva Rupa there that's being indicated. And then what? What form of Upaya is indicated by that planet or sign placement? Well, it's Jupiter in the fifth house. Fifth house is mantra, right? And then we got, so we got mantras to Shiva. So what form of Upaya? What length of time is needed to perform the remedy to get results? And so, you know, the sun is afflicted and it's in the house of work. And so that means that there's going to be a, you know, work is going to be held back due to sun affliction. What would sun affliction be? What would that hold? What would it be holding her back in the workplace?
Lack of confidence.
Lack of confidence would be holding her back in the workplace. So how long would she have to do this Shiva mantra for that Jupiter in the fifth house?
Enough to build up some confidence in the mantra, some familiarity. I don't know how to extract.
I would say for her working life, once she retires, she can stop doing the Shiva mantra.
Oh, that's way longer than I was anticipating. Yeah.
And then when or what time should the remedy be performed?
This is just me kind of guessing, but this is things I still need to actually figure out. Is would it be more beneficial in morning or like midday, or I don't know honestly.
In general, Shiva mantras are done either sunrise or sunset.
I thought you could do Shiva mantras midday to...
Can also do it midday.
To like...
But I'm saying in general, Shiva mantras in general, sunrise and sunset.
Was it Biraji was saying that you do it midday for like worldly things? So yeah, that could be like...
I was going to get there.
Sorry.
But go ahead.
No, I was just thinking midday it's for the workplace, so it's like midday in my chart.
Exactly. So in general, Shiva mantras are done sunrise, sunset. But that's more for spiritual related purposes and things of that nature. Here we got the sun in the midheaven. Awesome placement. So the sun is really well placed. He's just getting beat up. Mm-hmm. And so midday would be the best to increase the work confidence and get her having a career where she was being respected and in a place of authority.
is that because it's related to the 10th house, or is it also because it's sun there, or
both? It's everything. Okay. It's always everything. It all gets put together. So next week I'm gonna pull out something and you're gonna have to do all that.
And did you say like which form of Shiva mantra?
In fifth house you can do Om Namah Shivaya. Five syllables. Fifth house, five syllables.
Just wondering.
Because you told me to say Namah Shivaya.
Namah Shivaya? That's what I meant, Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya is 6 syllables. Mm-hmm. Namah Shivaya is 5 syllables. See, I just follow the rules, you know what I mean? It's like, see, I don't even remember what I said to you.
Yeah.
But, you know, when we look at the rules, it's all just there. Because it's just the rules, you know? Is it really that cold, Maggie? Where are you now?
The chill, you know, the frost in the morning and at night.
In which city? In which city?
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake. Oh, it was cold here last night.
Yeah, it was.
All right. See, I can't go deeper into any of this other stuff because, you know, you gotta have it down. And then I can get you your head on straight. All right. So, divisional charts. So go into your divisional chart questions.
Okay, well, I luckily recovered most of them last time, but there's one that I missed. And it was just, there's 4 types of Drekana charts, which I still am not, like, right? And I'm just wondering which one we use for Muharta, because you mentioned when to use all of them, but I just noticed that that was one.
For Muharta or for Horary, Prashna? Because in Muharta, you don't really need to use the Drekana.
Okay, well then Prashna.
Rashi and Navamsha are fine for Muharta. If somebody's getting married, what do we have to make sure that the Navamsha is? Take a guess.
The Navamsha.
Mm-hmm.
For the Muharta?
Yeah.
Lorded by Benefic, maybe the Ascendant, Lorded by Benefic, or...
So, June 30th, 2017. 11:58 a.m. Or say 11:59. June 30th, 2017, 11:59, Nevada City, California.
11:59 a.m.?
Huh?
A.m.
Yeah, a.m. Nevada City, California. I actually gave them 2 times. I gave them 11:59 to 12:15 is one Muharta. This is a marriage Muharta. And then I gave them 1:21 to 1:37. What's going on with that Lugna?
It's lorded by Venus.
Neither was lorded by Venus. One had Venus in it, one had Jupiter in it.
Okay, I thought you were talking about the first
one. Navamsha Lugna. So we want, for an auspicious Muharta, we want either that Navamsha Lugna is lorded by a beneficial planet or has a benefic in it. Huh. So I gave them the Venus in Navamsha Lugna and the Jupiter in Navamsha Lugna time. And we don't want a Marna Karkastana planet. No Marna Karkastana and a benefic in Lugna. They call it a a Shubha Amsha is what the texts say. You want Shubha Amsha. Shubha Amsha means you want what? Gemini, Virgo, Taurus, Libra, Pisces, Sag, or Cancer, right? Those are all the benefic planet signs. Mm-hmm. So any of those signs or a benefic in the rising sign of the Navamsha. Mm-hmm. When we give a Muhurta. Otherwise, D3, what? You're going to get the D3 for Muhurta too? Get him a good Drekina?
No.
You know how much work that's going to be?
And that's like, doesn't depend on where the Lagna Lord is. That's just...
So, well, there's the Rashi, that's a whole other story.
Well, I'm talking about the Navamsha.
The Navamsha?
So that Lagna Lord, you were not looking at what's happening with the Lord? You're just talking about the rising, the Lagna of...
Well, if we go with the 121 time. So we got Jupiter in the rising sign, and that's what matters for us. It's a Shubha Amsha.
Okay.
And in here, there's no Marna Karkastana planets, right? Nothing's Marna Karkastana, and... The moon is afflicted, which I don't like, but I mean I had limited space to pick. Mm-hmm. But if we look at the Rashi, we got Jupiter and Moon in the rising sign. Wow, we got Saturn is in an Upachaya in the third. We got Mars, Sun, and Mercury are in the 10th house, so it's the Lagna Lord is in the 10th giving a Siddha Yoga. You know, Lagna Lord in the 10th, and it's in its own sign, giving a Bhadra Mahapurusha Yoga, and Mars and Sun are Digbala in an Upachaya, and Venus is in its own sign in the 9th, and the nodes, you know, the nodes, it's hard to get everything perfect. Right? Yeah. I'm not the biggest fan of the nodes there, but everything else is awesome. Huh. You know, if we can get Saturn in 3, 6, 10, or 11... Then we're good. And we want to get Mars, preferably in 3 or 11, but 6 and 10 second. You know, we get the malefics in the Upachaya houses.
Mars in 3, 6, what was it?
Mars is best in a wedding Muhurta in 3 and 11.
3 and 11.
And secondarily in 6 and 10. Anywhere else, it's going to cause some problem. Now, let's say... The people already have kids and they're not planning to have kids again, then it's okay if Mars is in the fifth house. Mm. You know, they're not planning to have kids anyway, or, yeah. You know, or maybe the woman had already 3 kids and, you know, like there's definitely no problem getting pregnant, then okay, we can have Mars there. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Because Mars is going to break wherever he is in that relationship.
Yeah. It's just not in the seventh
house. No planets in the seventh and eighth house in a wedding Muhurta. 7th and 8th, and notice 7th and 8th are empty here.
Mm. And so you're speaking of Rasi and Navamsha.
No, that was all.
Now you're back to...
For Navamsha, no Marna Karkastana planets and Ashubha Lagna. And we're good. That cursed moon, I would prefer not to have a cursed moon, but look at everything else, you know? In this, my only other good, because then you gotta have the right tithi and the right nakshatra. So you know, like I took all the days that had the right tithi and nakshatra, and then I started looking at the planets on those days. And so within this little phase, I had this day and the day before. And the day before, the moon and the Rashi was conjunct Rahu, and I couldn't do that. Moon and the 12th conjunct Rahu for their wedding Muhurta. But then it went conjunct Rahu and Mars in the Navamsha, which we can deal with the Navamsha. We can't deal with it in the Rashi.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting ready to move into a new place in December.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a Sun-Saturn conjunction almost the exact same day to that we're supposed to move in. But I don't really want to move in. There's a Sun-Saturn conjunction. I'm just wondering if you'd recommend waiting until like it's not so intensely close.
Well, move, or how big. Move all your stuff into the place, because you got to move out of wherever you are, right?
Yes.
So move all your stuff in and sleep at a friend's until it's a good Muhurta. And then you move in. You see, you can have all your stuff there for a year. If you're not living there, it doesn't matter. Mm. You don't move in till you move in. So put all your junk there. Don't cook anything. And when there's a good muhurta, then you go, you do some Ganesh prayers and all that kind of stuff. And now it's different if you bought the house. But you do your Ganesh prayers and you go and you cook your first meal at a good muhurta like this. And okay. Then you eat and then you gotta sleep there for the next 3 days.
So why is it different if you buy it?
Well, you gotta do a bigger ritual than just a few Ganesh mantras and cooking something, you know?
Okay.
You buy a place, you gotta do, you know, are you gonna have Vera do a,
I mean, we just...
You already moved in.
It all just happened so fast.
Yeah, like, but that's the thing, that's how it goes with that guy. Everything is so fast and rushed, and there's so much going on that you don't have a this or a that, or a,
right.
You should still have a puja done.
Yeah,
for the new land, and that's your yeah, that is that the
living in
is
it
that the land that's in,
it,
so. Yeah, but still get a puja done.
Yeah,
it's in your name that land or no?
Actually, the one that we're living on is
yeah.
in his
uh-huh.
name.
Uh huh. So yours
mine
is a different.
Mine is adjacent.
Oh, it's right next
property.
To it.
It's like basically like touching, you know.
Wow, how yeah. many acres is that one?
Well, mine is like 6, and his is about 15. So.
Okay, so it's 20 altogether. Perfect,
yeah.
beautiful.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, it's on the Shady Creek, so it's just year-round.
Nice.
It's
really
sweet.
It's
way
right.
better feng shui.
Yeah.
So. The whole, yeah.
So still, get a puja done.
Mm.
Is there a specific puja you do for moving into a new property?
Yeah, yeah. And in general, it's you worship Ganesh, you worship the 9 planets, and you do a Vastu puja to the land, to the property.
You do it at the property?
It has to be at the property.
Gotcha.
You can't do it. You can't order one of them.
Mm-hmm. Could we, like, if I was going to do something like that, could I also do a Gandanta puja or
You want to do... for you to do a Gandanta puja in a place, you don't do it in a place you're renting. So it's better that you go over and you do the Gandanta puja on her property. Because when a puja's like that's done on a property, it gets the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you can do it and give the blessing to your landlord, but it's just not, you know, what's done. It's better you go to a temple, that way the temple and the owners of the temple get the blessing, or you go to a place... Like, you know how we used to do all the pujas at the Nectar Barn, like, you know, so you do it there, and so the owners of that property, the place where we're doing, you go to the place where pujas are done,
mm-hmm.
or on your home.
Okay.
Yeah. For Gandanta, Sankranti, and Amavasya puja, all those pujas, they should, where they're done is important. And all those pooches, you can't send off and mail order them.
I might have to call Vera soon.
But if you just moved into a rental, you don't have to do a big pooja to move in. You just say some Ganesh mantras and make it a good muhurta your first time cooking, and it's fine.
Well, we're buying...
When you buy, before you move in, you should do the pooja.
Okay.
A proper paka pooja. Your guy rushing so fast. When it comes time, make sure you guys are going to build something eventually.
Yeah.
So when you build, when you break ground, you know how like in the U.S. they have the whole thing and it's a big ceremony and some rich guy comes out and he takes one shovel and they take pictures.
Right.
We've broken ground.
Right.
Like nobody even knows, like and they take pictures like what the heck does that, what's that mean? Traditionally, that was the muhurta that the astrologer chose.
Mm-hmm.
So they still, and then, so there's the breaking ground that you need a muhurta for? Really? You already started?
Yeah, we had to clear some, you know.
You cleared, but did you, where you're gonna build?
Oh, we're pouring cement on Thursday.
For what, you're already ready to build a place?
Well, just to have a, because it's like dirt, we're gonna put rock, and then we wanted to have like a slab.
But is that gonna be the...
Eventually we're thinking we'd build on the cement, so yeah.
On that same...
It might end up being that.
What day you said? Thursday? Next Thursday?
Next Thursday.
Well, what's next Thursday?
At 1 p.m. supposedly. It's just scheduled today, actually. He just was talking to me.
Oh, that guy.
Actually, it wasn't it was our landlord that wanted us out so fast. We were going to take our time.
It's his karma.
Yeah.
That's his life. That's his life. That's his life, you know? And this is the thing. You gotta so let's see. It is so Thursday that's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And there's what day of the week is that? That is
in a week from today.
10th. The 10th. You said 1 p.m.?
That's what, yeah.
So you got Mars in the rising sign, Rahu in the 8th house.
With exalted.
Yeah. Well, we got Rahu in the 9th, in the 8th house there. And you what else are you going to do on this cement pad?
Sun is in Libra.
I mean, for now, nothing. Not until it's like so, better.
So what's the plan? Why pour cement?
It's like a big mud pit. My whole front yard is completely a mud. I mean, we could just do rock for now. I told him, let's just do rock for now.
Just do rock for now.
Really?
And let's get a good muhurta for pouring the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Just one that looks like that wedding muhurta.
Mm-hmm.
That way it's like whoever lives in the house built on that place just will be happy and loving, and it'll just be wonderful.
Yeah.
Exalted Mars, that's great to start a construction company.
Right.
You know? To build a house where you're going to live with your love, like is that the energy you want?
Right.
Nah, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just pour rock now and let's get a good muhurta.
Yeah.
And then that when that first ground is dug out to pour the cement, we make sure that's a good muhurta.
Yeah.
And we can put some crystals down underneath and some yantras in the right direction, and then pour the cement on top so it's been well thought out and planned. And a puja's been done right there.
Yeah.
And the ash left over from that homa is there, and then you pour the cement over that.
Ah. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you build the house, and then the next muhurta, you see when they open these new buildings or businesses, and they have a ribbon on the door, and then they cut the ribbon, and it's open.
Right.
They do it like what's the purpose of cutting the ribbon? They've totally lost, but that's the tradition in Europe of a muhurta to open a new place.
Mm.
So it's like they cut the ribbon, and then you move in, and the business is open. So that ribbon cutting, those are the two muhurtas. So we still celebrate those moments in our culture. We just lost the reason we celebrate them.
Yeah.
The breaking of the ground and the cutting.
The breaking of the ground and the cutting of the ribbon. The the initiation of the build to build, and then the initiation to live, or either to start the business or to live in the home. So those two muhurtas. And the big thing is, but that's the thing. You want a house? Look at this Mars here. You don't want a house where you're yelled at.
Yeah.
You want a house where everything is peaceful,
mm-hmm.
like a nice Jupiter moon and the rising sun.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. That muhurta would be good for anybody. So that this muhurta is good for anybody. Except, you see, we don't want moon in the 8th house from the person's Rashi or 8th house from their moon. So this is not good for somebody who is Aquarius rising or Aquarius moon.
Mm.
So for them, this muhurta won't work. But otherwise, this is such a beautiful muhurta.
Which one?
This one.
Okay.
The you know.
The June 30th.
Uh-huh. That took an hour for me to find.
Not for Aquarius or what was it?
Not for Aquarius moon or Aquarius lugna.
Okay.
Because we don't want moon in the 8th from those.
Oh, right.
So that cancels out that being a beneficial.
Okay.
And since we're talking about muhurta, I use this book, Kala Prakashika. And in Kala Prakashika, they give all the rules. I love it. It's my favorite. So right here, to lay a foundation, 119. So to pour that foundation, and you can take a picture of this, and then go home and dig through the sky to find a beneficial time. To lay the foundation for construction of the building, at the four cardinal point, the following four pairs of asterisms are respectively prosperous. So basically, depending on which part of the property you're building on. Mm-hmm. We have Ashlesha and Kritika for the north, Chitra and Vishaka for the south, Pushya and Magha for the east, and Uttarashada and Shravana for the west. Jeshta, Bhadrapada, Mrigashira, and Falguna, which means both the Uttara and the Purva, are prosperous, that's talking about months, are the good months to lay the foundation on a kitchen or a cow stall or a rice mill. They're getting specific. A person whose ascendant at birth is, so here's all the rules. The following asterisms are best: Rohini, Mrigashira, Punarvasu, Pushya, Uttar Falguni, Chitra, Swati, Anuradha, Mula, Uttara Shada, Shravana, Uttara, Bhadrapada, and Revati. Then it says Ashwini, Hasta, Chitra, Shravana, and Satabisha are middling influence. And the other asterisms avoid building on. So what do we have on that day? Let's see. In case you can't get out of it. It is Purva Bhadra. So nope. Purva Bhadra until 126. And then that means it becomes Uttara Bhadra. So Uttara Bhadra is a good nakshatra to build. Thursday is a good day. So we have a good nakshatra there. To build a house in the eastern quarter, in the south, in the west, in the north. To build in all quarters, asterism Revati is good. Town planning, military quarters, the granary, the restaurant, the dining, the bedchamber. All odd tithis except Navami are good. And even tithis, Dvitya, Shasti, and Dashami are auspicious. Of the even tithis, tithi, and so we have on that day, it's going to be S11. So all odd tithis are good. So it's a good nakshatra and a good tithi. Mm-hmm. Which is, you see, before I find the muhurta, I go through and I follow those rules of good tithi and nakshatras. Mm-hmm. And then first I make a map of all of them. For the person, you know, this muhurta, they wanted to get married somewhere between June and September. So I found all the tithi nakshatras that lined up. Then I got rid of all the days that were in Aquarius, or whatever it was that they couldn't, you know, for the girl and for the guy. And that limited them, you know, and I keep limiting like that. Well, the 1 o'clock, though, doesn't work. If you...
Well, it's going to take all day, I mean.
I know, but it's when they start.
They probably won't start right at one.
Any which way, I'd get out of it. Get a better muhurta.
Okay.
And get the puja done first, and have it poured on top of the ash that made the puja.
Yeah.
That's right in the middle, so that way, in the center of the house, that puja is always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the foundation.
Yeah, that's the foundation of the house.
Yeah.
Not some. It's money. Let's cover it quick.
I guess like that. I'm just like, dude, it's gonna be okay.
I know. And that's just, and just so you guys know, I know her partner. And I know him. So I make little jokes like that here and there. All right. So back here.
Did you find when people aren't using Muhurta, though, the energy that they are imbibing kind of comes up?
Exactly. And so if you notice, like, it's scheduled for 1 o'clock with exalted Mars and the Lugna. And...
Forward!
Forward! Let's make it happen now! You know,
it's vibe with the cement, too.
Exactly. And so that's the vibe going into the cement. That's the foundation of the house.
Yeah.
That's not the foundation you want. You know?
Yeah.
That's not the foundation he wants. Like, inside, he doesn't want that.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, if he goes about it unconsciously, he'll just manifest all his unconscious junk.
Yeah.
And we don't want that.
So what about?
So in Prashna, we either use, you know, there's two people, either use the Parashara Drekana or the Jagannath Drekana. And for me, my Drekana is sent to Jagannath as a default. And there's a way to set up which it shows up as. Mm-hmm. And preferences related to calculations. Divisional chart calculation options, the 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth one down, and then see, it says horror chart. So we got that. Somanath Drekana hybrid cycle, da 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 da. Oh, this is set to the default. How'd that happen? Jagannath Drekana standard Parashara. And I didn't think that was my detour, because I like the Kashinath Hora. Regular Parashri Navamsha, Ekadamsha, Guruji style. All right, okay. So I like to keep it at Kashinath and Jagannath Drekana just for defaults. But maybe I gotta say save preferences. I just was playing with that the other day. Yeah. All right. But the big thing, I give the four here just to show how we can have four of these same things. Mm-hmm. And it's a good example, right? Mm-hmm. You can watch how they're all calculated differently. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's a guy that wrote a book on Drekana. What is that book called? He referenced Science of Light as well. 36 Faces by Austin Kopach. I don't know how good it is, because I didn't really read it, but...
Well, it's just about...
One day I'll read it. It's all about the Drekana in the Egyptian and Greek style. And then he has a little reference to the Vedic based on this section right here. And I have a little note for the next edition. It says, in Astronomica Manilius, he uses the Parivritti Triya style deacons. Yeah. Just to show, you know, someone else which one they're using. So what was our plan to do this? I knew I said, oh, the D10, right? You're rectifying your D10? And you're interpreting Maggie's?
Oh, is that what I'm doing?
Isn't that... Didn't I say something about that last time?
Have.
All right. Claims back to that. She's hip, man. She's hip. Studied better?
Yeah.
So you're saying you're just failing? I warned you. I told you we're doing... You're reading the D10. D9, D10 are most important.
So we're going to try to rectify Maggie's D10. Or...
Sure. Let's see. Does it need rectification? It changes 8 minutes and 50 seconds early. 21 seconds later. Oh my goodness. Totally needs a rectification. So that's the normal one. Let's see. I'm going to pull up her open.
What's the info again?
Go ahead, Maggie.
March 16th, 1987. At 4:10 a.m. in Madison, Wisconsin.
So I didn't even know Maggie needed a rectification like that, but I mean, with 21 seconds to go, we need a rectification, don't we, Maggie? So I opened up two versions of Jagannath Hora, one that has it on the one time, one that has it on the other time, just so we can visually see it that way, the difference. And I normally write down when I'm doing something like this, I write it down. That way I can make check marks off. Like, let's see. I'll show you a chart today that I had. So we can see, here's, show it to there. So I give this little printout. And there is this woman's D10, right there and right there. These are the two. That's the one it is, and then that's a little later. And hers changed 43 seconds later. So you can see I have one chart, and on it I wrote, well, if it's this, then she works for other people. She has people working under, you know, there's assistants. It's moon in the 10th. And so I write everything out. And then in this one I say, well, if it's this, she's going to... So I can have all my details, and then when she starts talking, I can check, check, minus, minus, check, and it's all there. It makes it nice and fast and easy. A little bit more work ahead of time, but then when I'm with the client, it makes it.
So that's what I should have done.
Yeah. So you're going to take a jab at it, or are we just going to save it for next week and have a short class?
Can I have just a moment to consider, see if I can see anything to work with?
Yes.
I'd love to, like, actually do it beforehand, though, and, like...
All right, to do it beforehand, and you got her chart data, right?
I believe I do at my house, but while we're here, could I get your email address as well, Maggie?
Hold on, it's recording, let me...
I would like to, like, look like I know what I'm doing.
Here we go.
Okay. Well, you know, it's like, what's most apparent, which is either what's going to be, you know, giving apparent positivity or negativity, or, you know, so I look at which chart was, I'm not sure which one.
This is the
ladder.
21 seconds later.
Okay.
And this is the present time.
So, the previous one, it's a Sagittarius ascendant, and so then Jupiter's gone to the third house, which would make it Marna Karkastana.
Mm-hmm.
And
so how would she feel about that area of life? Like the Lord going Marna Karkastana, how does that area of life make her feel?
Which would be short leave, vacation.
Yeah, but Marna Karkastana. First go with the Avasta. How's that?
It feels
how's the career life make her feel?
It would feel like she's dying.
She feels it'd totally be suffering at work.
Yes.
What's the other one make her feel like at work?
And this is why I brought this up, because the other one is Saturn ascendant Lord, but it's also in Aries. So at first my inclination would be like, oh, she would feel maybe at home when she's working.
The fourth house isn't home.
In her office.
In her office. She feels in her office.
She likes to be in her office.
Uh-huh.
But the fact...
Here, Anicca planet, whatever. Whatever I gotta do, I'll do it. Whatever. Don't matter. Whatever they want me to do, I'll do it and go home afterwards.
You're looking at D10?
Yeah.
Saturn.
Both these two D10s.
Oh, okay.
So this is whatever her birth time is, that's 21 seconds later.
Okay, I see.
Okay.
Well, ask her. Let's see.
Do you enjoy working? What's your attitude towards career in general?
Yeah, it depends what it is. some jobs I've absolutely loved and I didn't even think about the fact that I was working, but other jobs I've definitely felt like I was dying in.
Okay.
So she didn't help clarify it first, huh? Not with that question.
Not with that one. So I remember one example you gave about if the sixth house or eighth house is stronger, it gives a certain reference to working for other people.
Six or seventh.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Which is which?
So sixth would be working for other people, uh-huh. and seventh would be other people working for you, or business.
Self-employed.
Yes, okay. So, well, we have Rahu exalted in the sixth there,
mm-hmm.
of working for other people.
So if that's the chart, would she be self-employed, or...
She would not be self-employed.
She would not.
She'd probably be working for someone else.
She'd be quite happy working for someone else.
And doing good at it.
Mm-hmm. Quite happy just working for someone else. Don't make me do all that other stuff.
Okay, so that's factoring towards the ladder of the charts then.
Well, that's what that one's saying. What's the other one say?
The other one would be Rahu would be indicating...
Not Rahu. Look at just the six and the seven.
Okay. Sixth Lord is Mercury, and it's gone into the fourth house, Aries. With that, working for another person, in a private office or an office working for other people.
Okay.
And
the seventh says what?
Seventh is Moon, it's going to the ninth house, and that means that's boss or mentor.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's...
What's the fact that there's no planet in either one of those houses, though?
It's not really indicating either way. I'm not sure.
Sometimes she'll work for herself, sometimes she'll work for other people.
Okay.
And, you know, seventh Lord gone to the ninth, she wants to work for herself sometimes. Particularly when that's being activated in Dasha's aspects to the moon in any which way. And she works for other people when it's like Saturn, Venus, Mercury related Dashas and aspects to that realm. So okay. One, it changes, and the other one, it's always the same.
Okay.
Well, talk to her.
Yeah, well, from what I hear, I don't even really know. I know you're working on like in the field of psychology, yes?
I'm not really actively working right now.
I'm the one that calls her the psychologist because of her combination.
Maybe. Yeah, okay.
I think she's a dog sitter or something like that.
Yeah, I'm my dog sitter.
Say that again.
Okay.
She said
that she dog sits. Yes.
she's a dog sitter.
And then weren't you involved in some kind of like outdoors type of
Marina Carcassonne? It has to be that one. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. But you're involved with like the outdoors, right? You've done career related to that.
Yeah, I have.
Those are the jobs that I have enjoyed. Okay. So if we're looking in terms of...
Did you get a clear answer from her? Come on.
What am I...
I don't know.
If she works for other people or works for herself.
Yeah. Did she answer that?
No, I never really asked it clearly.
Well, ask it clear so you get an answer.
So, how do you feel about working for yourself or working for other people? What's your kind of your goal?
I'd probably like to work for myself, but there's been times when I'm okay working for other people.
Okay.
So she's done both.
Mm-hmm. So, but you would definitely, you're not ready to just go, you don't want to go find a good job working somewhere for like a good company with like longevity. with like consistency? Is that something you think of, or would you rather be more of an entrepreneur?
Yeah, I think I'd rather be an entrepreneur, but I also see the draw of having one job for a long time if it was if I enjoyed it.
Okay.
So what do we got the tick towards?
I'm leaning towards the ladder chart.
I agree.
Especially with Rahu exalted in the sixth house on the first one, you think that she'd be like, you know, ready to embody this like good job working for someone else with like a long-term goal, or
quite happy to just work for someone else and not have to deal with all that other stuff.
That's the earlier chart.
Yeah, because there's a planet in the six, an exalted planet in the. Well, it's only Ayush exalted though, so it's not really exalted for work purposes. It's longevity exalted. It's, you know, more, but it's still a well placed. North node.
So I know that she's worked outside, and so that since that has been, you know, kind of her office, could we take that as a reference point somehow?
Go ahead and let me hear you. Yeah.
Well, I'm just confused. I want to go that direction, but I'm not sure how to.
Thing is, does she have an office? Not everybody has an office.
Yes.
Might just be the company that we need to look at.
Okay. I'm a Capricorn ascendant on my D10 as well.
Mars is 8th in the D10, that later chart. Mars is 8th from the office, the 4th, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying not everyone has office.
Yeah, I see what you're saying there. It's 8th from its own. Let's see. So, is there any projects? Like, are you working on like new business ventures now? Do you have?
How many people are in this office? How many people are in that office?
Okay. Well, we see 3, obviously, in the ladder chart. So, do you...
So, 3 people in an office. How many people do I have in my office?
3?
Well, right now, that's you guys' favorite class. But, like, in general...
1.
Probably.
It's just me and a secretary that comes in occasionally. How many people would be in my office if I had a 4th house that looked like that?
Probably a lot of different people.
Yeah, it'd be a busy place.
Mm-hmm.
A lot happening, busy place.
Okay. Well, and we know...
Now, being that she's a dog sitter these days... I just have to laugh when I say that, Maggie. I'm sorry. That's just Marna Karkastana to who you are. It really just is, you know? It's a pure Nietzsche. It's this Saturn that's Nietzsche in the 4th house is what it's going on. That you as a dog sitter, that's what that is.
Well, she loves dogs. I love dogs.
Yeah, but her potential and who she is and what she has to offer.
You can dog sit my dogs.
Talk a little louder. Talk a little louder.
I don't even really like dogs.
Oh. Okay, maybe not. Take that back. I'll find someone else.
She's a smart person who's into psychology and nature and educating kids. What kind of people were you doing nature stuff with?
At risk.
You know, with the nature type stuff and walking a dog. You know, when you have skills to do that kind of stuff and she's dog walking, that's just, you're Nietzsche. You're either Marna Karkastana or you're Nietzsche. Say again?
Isn't Mercury pets?
Could be.
Pets in the office?
Could be.
Okay.
Isn't 6th house related to...
I mean, that's the thing that I don't understand is it's really variable. Some things I love working when it's when I, you know, when it's something that I enjoy, but when it's not something I enjoy, I seriously, I could, like, kill myself.
It's like kill yourself or just you feel Nietzsche?
I guess I feel Nietzsche. I mean, I'd almost rather go run away into the woods, really, than
let's see, what's the dasha that has you walking dogs? your Rahu Venus. Venus is making you walk dogs? Well, why would Venus... Huh?
One time you said it's the eighth, like my sub dasha lore, maybe it's the sub or aunt, I don't know, one of the other dasha lords is the eighth lord of some divisional chart. I can't remember, but you said it would be hard to get a job during that period. You weren't talking directly to me, but I remember seeing that.
Yeah, well, you know, some of these things I say sometimes. Today my last client, she, because sometimes people, they want me to sit there and say, Moon means this, and Mars means that, and so she wanted to know, well, I'm a, she was like, but my son is in, she said, I'm a Leo in Western astrology, and my son is a Cancer in Vedic, like, and she, you know, she's got this whole thing going on. And I said, I don't even care what your son is. Like, I look at the Lagna's primary, you know, the ascendant is primary. And she's like, well, what does that mean about me, you know? And so for the next hour and a half, I just talked about what Cancer Lagna means for her. She's a follow-up. She like, I see her, like, every, like, 2-3 months, you know? She's a regular. And so for an hour and a half, I talked about just what she was like by being a Cancer Lagna. That's it. We just, a whole hour and a half on Cancer Lagna. So, you know, like, you can keep going and going through the Varga charts and this and that, you know, everything. And so I don't know what I said at what way. We can go down so many rabbit holes. Let's see. But your Rahu Venus, and that Rahu Venus is so long. So we can't go just by that. So we got to go a little deeper down the rabbit hole. And so you're running Rahu, Venus, Mercury. So you're activating two planets in that fourth house compared to two planets in the fifth house. Right? And if this is level two that I'm about to do, but I pull up the Rashi Dasha. I pull up Narayana Dasha, I go to options, I change it from Rashi to D10. And based on that, right now you are running Cancer. Is it Cancer? Yep, just no, she hasn't entered Cancer yet. She's still Cancer Leo. Since January she's been in Cancer Leo. So Cancer in the 1D10 is 8th house, and the other one, it's the 7th. So if we're this, since, you know, 2015 began, she's been trying to be self-employed instead of working for other people. Because, you know, it's activating that 7th house.
Yes.
Where here, by activating that house, she's dealing with debts and all kinds of financial losses and maybe borrowing money to start something.
Yes.
And because she's running Cancer, that's just doubled. But no, it's Cancer Leo she's running. She's about to go into Cancer.
Yes.
So Cancer Leo, the Antara, is here in that chart. It's 9th house, so she's a boss. She's about to lead something, you know, start, you know, she's borrowing money, going into debt to start something new. Here,
yeah.
It's the business with the debt. So, oh no, it's Cancer Leo. Cancer, yeah.
Yes.
So it's based very similar, but here the main thing is she's trying to be on her own and she's going into debt. Here she's going into debt and trying to manage something and make something new happen. Where here, She wants to be her own employer and just getting into debt.
Very subtle.
You know, yeah, not being able to make it happen. What do we got going on? What are you trying? Why are you trying to do all these odd jobs and work for yourself, huh? What? When did that started around? When did that start? I have a friend who got his master's in he got some PhD in some like electro. He originally started with an astrophysics, and then he said astrophysics, and he got some electro something something, and he was growing like crystals for supercomputers for a while, and then like he was trying to get a different job, and he had to like literally lie and take his degree off of his application to get a job because they like wouldn't hire him because he was overqualified. You might want to minus some stuff if you're trying to get a grocery store job, you know? But you don't want a grocery store job. Come on.
I actually recently started looking at, there's another university, Utah State University, that has psychology degrees that I believe might be funding. So I started looking at that recently.
Oh, so you're thinking of going back to school. All right, so she hasn't been able to get a job. So, and when did you come back from India?
It was last winter.
Last winter. So that started cancer. She hasn't been able to get a job. Which chart do you think would not be able to get a job and when cancer started?
Let me see here. Oh, the original cancer.
And it's tough because there's two ways to look at it. This one is saying she can't get a job. This one is saying she's got to work for herself right now.
So did you come back from India this last winter?
Cancer started.
Or the one before? That was
oh.
2 years
was
ago.
Was it this winter or was it last year winter?
Last year, about a year ago. A little less than a year.
Okay, you're right.
Okay.
So it's when that Leo started.
And that makes sense as well for the ladder chart.
Uh-huh, exactly.
As we're getting some confluence there, exactly. It seems like.
So the Leo's not letting her get a job. And that totally changes on the 17th of this month. And I'm about to give her a mantra for that.
All right.
On my webpage, under the remedy section, there's two Surya mantras. And there's one that's called the Ravi Roga Daridra or Daridra Roga Nashanaya Mantra.
Okay.
Huh?
It's like saying it over my head.
Which way is it? It's. Did you find it?
No. I was building it.
Yeah, go shrifreedom.org, the astrology section, and scroll down to the bottom remedies. It's like four or five up from the bottom. So I got such a spatial memory. I remember like where. Huh?
You have the sun listed at the top.
Yeah, all the way down at the bottom, all the way down at the bottom in the mantra or remedy section.
Mantra Shasta, you mean?
Yeah, Shasta.
Sun Mantra?
Which mantra is that one?
Panchamurti Nyasa, is that what you're saying?
Nope, not the Panchamurti Nyasa.
Ashtanga Nyasa, Sadanga Nyasa.
What's it say at the top? What's the mantra's name?
have like 5-4 different ones under activation of mantra. This for Sun mantra for Saturn affecting health or finances.
So there's Savitri Gourd Gayatri, and then there's Sun Mantra. So it should say, the top should say Sun Mantras for Saturn afflicting health or finances. All right. So not the first mantra, but the second mantra. Om Hrim Grani Surya Aditya Shrim.
Okay.
Om Hrim Grani Surya Aditya Shrim. Om Hrim. And it's gr 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 grani, Om Hrim Grani Surya Aditya Shrim. There's only one. This mantra is incredible in how fast it will get work. Probably by the 17th, you'll have a job. That's what? That's like in 2 weeks you'll have a job with that mantra. You can make predictions like that. It's kind of cheating in hell, you know. The only thing with that mantra is, and it could just be my chart, but I've seen it similar in a few others. It'll get a job really quick, but if you stop doing the mantra, you might lose the job. So utilize it, but then keep 1 mala in the morning once you get the job.
Well, how many should I do before I get the job? How many malas?
Well, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 malas. It's 5 words. 5 words, 5 malas. That'll take you 15-20 minutes. And it'll connect you into a new Surya mantra. The one above it, Om Grani Surya, Om Grani Suryaya Namah, that one's great for sun in the 8th house. And when the sun is acting like it's in the 8th house, like, that might be a good one for you, Amrita,
mm-hmm.
for that sun in your chart.
Mm-hmm.
It's like acting like it's in it. It might as well be in the 8th house,
yeah.
being all beat up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we can use that mantra for it. That first one.
What about me for the sun ruling
me? Om Grani Suryaya Namah. Om Grani Suryaya Namah. In the morning to greet the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Say again.
Is ruling the 8th house.
That's, you mean, should one use that mantra or what? What's the no. Mantras aren't based on where the planet's lorded.
So why did you tell her that one though?
Who?
Because Maggie.
I didn't tell just to get a job.
Okay.
It's irrelevant of where Leo is or anything like that. That's it's a mantra to make a job show up quick.
In this whole
long-term job, we need Venus to get a long-term job, but she's not looking for her life career right now job, right?
No, not necessarily.
If we want the life career job, then we activate Venus. 10th Lord in the Lagna. But right now she needs a better job than... I don't even want to say it again. Something where you get to utilize your skills and all the good things of who you are. And that mantra will bring it.
What about the fact that the chart, this version of the D10 is Vargottama? With the ascendant and the moon.
It's nice, huh?
Is there any...
Not for her.
Going to give us any hints for her?
Not really for the D10. Let's look at the 10th Lord, though. 10th Lord in the first one is Mercury, and that's gone up to the second house. Second one, the 10th Lord is Venus, and that's in the first house. So we would... We could... If we're... Going back and forth, that's how we're going to be utilizing it. So if we look at that first one, the 10th Lord being Mercury in the 10th, that means her career is revolving around, you know, Mercury in the second house. It's revolving around finances and money and investments and things like that, right? Uh-huh. Where the later chart, if it's Venus as 10th Lord gone to the Lagna, then her career revolves around herself, women, self-love, you know. Uh-huh. She's the one that, you know, that would be more of a therapist or a doctor or a lawyer, somebody who is them that, you know, is their knowledge making the money. It's not a service that they're doing, where that Mercury would be more indicating, you know, she's working in the realm of finances. It's not particularly her that matters. It's the finances that are making the money. Mm-hmm. You got that differentiation?
Definitely.
So which one is that supporting?
That's supporting probably the latter chart as well.
Yeah. So you know, we keep getting more ticks towards that, you know, if we're doing check marks. Mm-hmm. We're pretty much checked, except for her answer to the question number one. We got much more check marks on the D10, the second D10, than the first one.
Mm-hmm. We did this together too, and we also looked at her D12, which changes roughly around this time, which gave a couple more clues.
Oh, so we've already rectified this?
Yeah, but I couldn't
remember. You what?
Yeah, we chose the Capricorn Lagna. Anyways, but we talk about different things, so.
Yeah.
Always helpful.
You got notes there? What else did we talk about?
I looked at.
You gotta start reading your notes, Maggie. Every day, read it. If grab one of these books, one of those books right there. I'll just show you. Every day, I come in and I'll just take a page or a topic or something like that, and so these are my notes. Every day, I just take and I read a page. And now these are all notes from Sanjay. I just pick it up and I read the page of notes. You know? Let's see. This isn't a good one. Grab that one that has all the, yeah, that one.
It's hard when you're creating 20 pages of notes a day.
but really, you know, the thing is we got something every day.
There you go.
Look at those notes. You know? Hey, that was a Pranapada notes. But just every day, just read some of those notes.
There you go.
Look at them. Because the notes don't do anything if they're just sitting in your notebook. Mm-hmm. They only do something if you're reading them.
I actually read back through the notes I took during the lectures a lot.
Okay. All right. So, did he pass or did he fail? I think he failed. Much prodding from me. So, let's see.
I feel successful.
No, I'm not satisfied. Not satisfied. Let's see. Amrita Vidya. When will her D10 change? Too big of a gap. Let's see. What about her D24? Little D24 change. Okay, so you're gonna next week you're gonna rectify Amrita Vidya's D24.
Down. Okay.
And Maggie's as well.
Okay.
And Frank's.
Oh boy.
And maybe and if we have time, mine too. And I might make you interpret Amrita Vidya's D10 as well and give her some career advice.
Okay. Monica, do you have your chart? But can I please have your information again, just in case?
All right. So, really right now, this guy, Justin, I'm gonna just end the recording. Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya.